Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So there's another big anniversary coming up, and this is an anniversary of a ridiculous, ridiculous thing we were part of called the Paris Climate Accord. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where we'll be on Friday. And yeah, you know what? It's going to be a great show. So come out and join us at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey from 3 to 7 p.m. You don't need a reservation. You don't need to get a ticket. Just come and show up and join us, all right? Because it's going to be a fun show, and I definitely want you there. And if you miss out, you're going to miss out. So don't miss out. Just make it that simple, all right? Steve Malloy is a great friend of the show. He is a senior energy and environmental legal institute fellow, former Trump EPA transition team member. He has an op-ed out called The Paris Climate Deal, Now a Decade-Old Disaster. And he joins us now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Steve Malloy, I didn't realize it's 10 years ago this week the Paris Climate Accord came to be. Happy anniversary.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I had to be reminded myself. It's just been a decade of disaster. You know, it cost $10 trillion at least. People don't realize this, but
$10 trillion.
Yeah. Well, think of all the wind turbines and solar panels out there and batteries. The electric vehicles, you know, all those costs, the loss of jobs in the fossil fuel industry, Joe Biden's inflation. It's been very expensive. And of course, nothing has been accomplished.
I mean, that's absolutely amazing to me. How did it begin? And why is it called the Paris Climate Accord in the first place?
Well, it all began in the George H.W. Bush era, when he signed the first U.N. climate treaty in 1992, that it turned into the Kyoto treaty in 1997, which the U.S., you know, the Clinton administration signed, but Senate never ratified. Then Obama tried to do it, tried to circumvent the Senate with the 2015 Paris Accord. Until the Inflation Reduction Act, you know, we never really jumped in head first. We did with that. But Europe went in starting with the Kyoto Accord. And of course, you know, people don't realize this, but climate played a major role in the whole Russian-Ukraine conflict, because Europe outsourced its energy to Russia. It enriched Russia. It empowered Russia. And, you know, 4 years later, a million people are, you know, dead and wounded. So it's been very expensive all around for the world.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And it's a shame that it started with George H.W. Bush. It's kind of like when Nixon founded the EPA. I mean, these things never turn out. They never end well for us.
No, because, you know, Republicans think that this is about the environment. You know, we need to save the planet. And, of course, it never was. It's all about power. And it's a leftist play for power and control. That's what it always was. I met Al Gore 20 years ago. Al Gore told me that, you know, the purpose of the Montreal Protocol was not to fix the ozone hole and, you know, get rid of refrigerants that were hurting the ozone layer. It was to show that, you know, we could get a UN climate treaty pass, or a UN environmental treaty pass, which, of course, morphed into a UN climate treaty. And this is where we are now.
The stated purpose was for countries to voluntarily cut emissions to avoid the average global temperature exceeding the guessed at pre-industrial temperature by about 2 degrees Celsius or 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit. And what I'm wondering here is, did any of these efforts do anything to stop the Earth either going up or down or staying exactly the same in terms of temperature?
Well, I mean, the problem with the treaty, of course, is that you cannot show that emissions are having any impact on the weather. You know, since Paris, emissions have actually gone up, even though we spent the $10 trillion. And you know, temperatures have gone up as well, but temperatures have gone up for 40 years because of all the El Niños we've been having. Emissions have no effect on that. That is a completely natural phenomenon. It's so cold right now because we're in a La Nina, or cold in the United States, because we're in this La Nina phase, which chills temperatures out. It's got nothing to do with emissions.
I can't stand her, by the way, because La Nina is Spanish for the Nina, and I can't stand her. She's got to go, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I could use me a little global warming right about now. I think we all could. Just saying.
Yeah,
in this part of the country.
Yeah, temperatures are crazy. I live in Washington, D.C. Today's temperature is 16 degrees below the average of, you know, this date's temperatures for 1872 to 1899 in the Washington, D.C. area. I mean, it's really cold out there. And that's, you know, despite all the emissions, despite all the urban heat island effect. So how cold is it really?
How cold is it really? It's so cold out there that you can still blame it on climate change. Because isn't that the beautiful thing about it, Steve Malloy, is that if it's too hot, it's climate change. If it's too cold, it's climate change. If there's no hurricanes, it's climate change. If there's bad hurricanes, it's climate change. Like, you never have to be wrong when it comes to climate change.
That's right, because climate change causes everything. I heard
everything.
Al Roker today explaining how global warming is causing it to be really cold.
It's like, how do these guys do it with a straight face? Yeah. It's amazing.
They're crazy.
Steve Malloy is with me. Junk Science is where you go to find him. Now, you're right. Because of for example, of Russia and everything regarding Russia and Ukraine, and you talk about this, how Europe has been spending all this money and giving it to Vladimir Putin so that they could buy his energy. They've made a lot of stupid decisions in Europe post-Paris Climate Accord, have they not? I mean, I remember that famous picture of go ahead.
No, Europeans make stupid decisions all the time. You know, for some reason, Americans love to say things like, well, this is how they do it in Europe. You know, in Europe, they regulate things this way. Of course, I mean, did you miss the 20th century, World War I, World War II, and now this? I mean, Europe has terrible decision making because they don't do anything based on the principles we have, you know, markets, et cetera. They're a very sort of elitist continent, and they do whatever the elites want to do, which, of course, as we know in America, is always a disaster. So, and, you know, Europe not only helped cause Russia to invade Ukraine, but it rebounded and hurt Europe because Europe has gone through its own energy and economic crisis. Many Europeans have died during very cold winters because of the energy crisis there. I mean, climate has just been a disaster all the way around.
You also tweeted out earlier today at Junk Science, you said the EPA should rescind the endangerment finding for greenhouse gases immediately. And you lay out how they can go ahead and do that. What is the endangerment finding for greenhouse gases, and how do we exactly define greenhouse gases?
Well, so the endangerment finding is this 2009 decision by the Obama EPA that greenhouse gases threaten public health and welfare and the environment and the planet, so that EPA can regulate it. The problem is that Congress never authorized that. There was a Supreme Court case that said, well, even though Congress hasn't authorized the EPA, you can regulate greenhouse gases. But just a few years ago, thanks to the Trump Supreme Court, there was a new Supreme Court decision that basically makes the Obama decision illegal. So now the EPA is trying to rescind, the Trump EPA is trying to rescind what Obama did. And they've started trying to do it with science. But I think the way to do it is, as I explained in my post, just say, look, what EPA did was illegal under the West Virginia versus EPA case, and just get rid of it and stop arguing with people. Let's just end it and move on. The Trump administration is trying to do things very sort of, if you can believe it, moderately on when it comes to this. I think they just need to be radical and say this rule is illegal and we're just going to produce all the fossil fuels we can.
I also noticed you tweeted out today that Ford is writing off a whole bunch of money they lost on EVs, huh?
Yeah, well, and this is to be expected. I mean, during 23 and 24, when Ford was trying to sell EVs, they were losing anywhere between $30,000 to $60,000 per EV sold. You know, and that is whether it was a small EV or, their Ford Lightning F-150 EV, they were losing $30,000 to $60,000 on all that. And so now it's come home to roost. They're taking a write-off of $19.5 billion. You know, Trump has killed off the EV mandate. Congress has said that California cannot mandate EVs. So the whole EV thing is just going to be, you know, basically a consumer choice. And yeah, Ford overbet on that and has lost a lot of money now.
Well, did they overbet on it, or did they really have no choice because of the way that the government was forcing them to produce these things?
Well, that's a great point, Rich. When I started out consulting on environmental issues 30 years ago, the car industry would fight back. But eventually they just stopped. You know, they lost mm-hmm. their congressional protection, John Dingell. And then during the financial crisis of 2008, 2009, they just became, you know, GM became Government Motors. Mm-hmm. And since then, they've been like doing whatever the government wanted. And so when the Biden administration came to town and wanted to do EVs, well, you know, as long as you're going to subsidize us, cool, we'll do it. And, that has just been that's been a failure. And so they're all losing money now.
Yeah, no, I mean, first of all, an electric pickup truck is the stupidest freaking thing I've ever heard. Like, nobody wants to buy an F-150 and have to plug it in. Like, nobody wants to do that. It's just
yeah,
dumb idea. That idea was probably the same woman who decided to put Dylan Mulvaney in a dress to sell a beer can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. All these stupid decisions, you know, corporations have, you know, gone from making money to pleasing the government. And of course, you know, the government can't decide what consumers want. Only consumers can do that.
Yeah. What else would you like to see, Steve Malloy, junkscience.com? What else would you like to see Lee Zeldin do? Because so far I've been impressed. I think of all the cabinet members, he seems to be the one who's using the regulatory pushback most effectively, because, I mean, there's been so many regulations pushed and promulgated by the EPA. So he's got a lot to work with. But, he's been nonstop going after him. I know you've been pleased with what he's doing so far. What else would you like to see him do?
Well, so he's had a great agenda so far. We just got to get things finished. Like, one of the things is endangerment finding that's been proposed. We've got to finalize that, get rid of it. There are other, science sort of regulations involving air quality and chemicals he's proposed to make those more realistic. This stuff's got to get done. So, he's announced a lot of great things, but he's got to finish them. So, you know, we have 3 years to do that, but, we got to get on it, because there's just a lot to do. You know, 50 years of bad EPA, thanks to Richard Nixon and Republicans that have let it get out of control. And now it's time to rein it in.
Yeah, time to rein it in and time to get rid of La Nina. When is she expected to leave? She won't go away. She's like my mother-in-law.
No, we're in it for a while. But, you know, when El Nino comes back, that has its own problems. So, yeah, this is called weather, and we just have to get used to it. And we're in a period of weird weather. And I'm sorry, destroying our economy is not going to change that.
Well, it's just funny because it snowed. I don't know if you know that or not in New Jersey. And yeah. We got a good bunch of snow here in South Jersey. My kids were sledding all day. They're actually out sledding right now, which is awesome. It's great. But for years, I was told we don't get snowy winters anymore because of climate change. And then yesterday, I was told that it snowed because of climate change. So I just want you to know that, Steve, it's because of climate change. Both things. Okay.
Yeah, no. Famously, in March 2000, a UK newspaper ran a headline, snowfalls are just a thing of the past. And we have massive snowfalls all over the world now, so...
Before I let you go, I wanted to ask you, when it comes to wind and solar and all these other things, I mean, I know they're dead for now, but they're never really dead. These things have a way of coming back. And when we're talking about all the money that's been spent since the Paris Climate Accord, $10 trillion, I think about New Jersey. I think about the governor-elect, Mikey Sherrill, who is just waiting, chomping at the bit for Trump to leave the White House so she can push those wind turbines up and down the coast again, because they're all in on this. So I know companies like Ørsted and others, they've taken a financial hit, but they're not going away anytime soon, are they?
No, there's still $500 billion in Green New Scam money to be spent. And Trump is going to try not to spend it, but since Congress won't, unappropriated, if there's not a Republican in the White House again in 2029, you can bet all that money is going to come back and be spent.
Well, keep up the good fight, buddy. We'll be following you at Junk Science. Thanks so much, Steve Malloy.
Thank you. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. One of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The police are giving an update on the Brown University shooting right now. We'll grab some audio for you to play a little bit later in the show. I did want to mention that they also have some details on this this thwarted New Year's Eve terror plot. So earlier today, they had a press conference, and the first assistant United States attorney, Bill Easley, came out and talked about what these guys, they're part of the this group known as the Turtle Island Liberation Front, which sounds made up or sounds like something out of a, I don't know, a Marvel film or something. The Turtle Island Liberation Front that, you know, S.H.I.E.L.D. has to go and defeat. But apparently a real group, an anti-capitalist, anti-government movement. Shocking, right? I know. Shocking. You were expecting them to be a bunch of white dudes and pickup trucks, EV pickup trucks, of course, with guns and just, you know, out in the mountains, ready to commit some terror. Bunch of white MAGA dudes. But that turns out not as much. Not the case. Here's cut one.
Over the weekend, my office, along with the FBI, arrested members of a far left anti-government domestic terror cell who self-identify as the Turtle Island Liberation Front. The individuals were arrested on Friday, December 12th, when the group attempted to construct and detonate IEDs out in the desert. In addition to the arrests, we executed several search warrants throughout the nation. I want to thank our partners at the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Louisiana, U.S. Attorney Zach Keller, and the U.S. Attorney for the District of Massachusetts, Lee Foley, for providing valuable assistance over the weekend with a very complex and coordinated search warrants that were done. The charges we are announcing today stem from the defendants and their co-conspirators detailed coordinated plot to bomb multiple U.S. companies on New Year's Eve. Thankfully, that plot has now been foiled thanks to the hard work of the FBI and the Department of Justice. This investigation was initiated in part due to the September 2025 executive order signed by President Trump to root out left-wing domestic terror organizations in our country, such as Antifa and other radical groups like the Turtle Island Liberation Front. As the president made clear, recent attacks across the country have highlighted the grave threats posed by these far-left domestic terror groups. These threats are sophisticated, organized campaigns of targeted intimidation, radicalization, threats, and violence designed to silence opposing speech, limit political activity, and direct policy outcomes, and prevent the proper functioning of a democratic society. In direct response to the president's order, the Attorney General issued a memo to our offices implementing and mobilizing federal law enforcement to prioritize and counter domestic terrorism and political violence investigations. As a result of those directives, we built this case. Both my office and the FBI have invested substantial resources into investigating and charging these organizations. And if anyone does not believe that members of these groups are organized, sophisticated, and extremely violent, let me tell you about the plot in this case.
Let me stop it right there for a second. I should also mention that concurrently, because it's Bad News Monday, officials have released new videos of the shooting suspect at Brown University. You can't really glean much from this. He's a very, seems to be a portly man, wearing a mask and like kind of a COVID mask, looks like kind of a thing, and a hat. But they do have surveillance video of him. He is apparently armed and dangerous. They have not apprehended him as of yet. And that is what the press conference is going on. But here's what the FBI or the assistant U.S. attorney says this group was planning to do on New Year's Eve. This is the Turtle Island Liberation Front. This is according to their own social media and what they were looking to do. Cut one.
The four defendants are Audrey Carroll, 30 years old. The pictures, I think we have them somewhere. We'll put them up here. Audrey Carroll, 30 years old. Zachary Aaron Page, 32. Dante Gaffield, 24, and Tina Lay, 41, each from the Los Angeles area. Each is charged with conspiracy and possession of an unregistered destructive device in violation of Title 26, United States Code Section 5861D. We intend to file additional charges in the coming weeks as we finish reviewing the evidence. The defendants are all radical anti-government members of the Turtle Island Liberation Front, which, according to their own social media, is an anti-capitalist, anti-government movement that calls for their associates to rise up and fight back against capitalism. One of the leaders of the organization, defendant Audrey Carroll, helped organize an even more radical faction of the group called the Order of the Black Lotus. Each of the defendants charged today was also a member of the Order of the Black Lotus. Carroll described this group to her co-conspirators as everything radical.
As far as the Brown University shooting, and you're not gonna be able to tell much from this guy other than, you know, he's fat, but other than that, the young girl who died was a sophomore. Her name was Ella Cook. And she was vice president of the school's college Republican club. And very, very sad. She was described as a bright light among friends and people. This is a little bit about her. This is cut 10.
I want to share a word with you before we sing and before you hear the name in our prayers. It's a tremendous heaviness that is upon our congregation today. Many of you heard about the tragedy which happened at Brown University, the shootings which took place, and a number of young people who died. And sadly, tragically, one of those people is one of our parishioners. Ella Cook was one of those. Richard and Anna Cook's daughter. Hooker and Mary Hamner's sister was one of those. And for those of you who knew her, who know her, she was a just incredibly grounded and generous and faithful and bright light, both here at the Advent over many years as she was engaged and involved in our worship and our community, and as she served here at the church and in the wider community. In all sincerity, a tremendous and bright light in there at Brown University as well, in the time that she was there, was such a light and such a witness.
That was shared by her pastor at the Cathedral Church of the Advent in her hometown of Birmingham. The second victim, according to Vice President Vance's tweet from earlier, it looks like the second victim in the Brown shooting has been identified, a brilliant young man who dreamed of being a surgeon. His name was Muhammad Aziz Umerzakov. And he said, say a prayer for everyone affected by this terrible tragedy right before Christmas. Put that a short time ago. So very, very sad. And the college Republicans put out a statement about that young woman, Ella Cook. Ella was known for her bold, brave, and kind heart as she served her chapter and her fellow classmates as vice president of the Brown College Republicans. Our prayers are with her family, our Brown College Republicans, and the entirety of campus as they heal from this tragedy. And that was put out by the president of the College Republicans of America, putting that out on their social media a short time ago. So, and because it is Tragedy Monday, police earlier gave an update on what happened with Rob Reiner. Now, look, I loved his movies. I did. I grew up, and When Harry Met Sally remains to this day to be, I think, the greatest rom-com. I don't think it deserves to be called a rom-com. It's just a comedy. It's a good comedy. It's a great movie. It's a classic date movie. Funny as hell. Billy Crystal, obviously, Meg Ryan. Still a movie that lives on. I mean, I grew up watching Stand By Me. And, you know, we just talked the other day, my wife and I, about whether or not Patrick's old enough to watch Stand By Me yet, because he probably is. But I mean, obviously, if you've seen the movie, and spoiler alert, but you know, there's a kid's dead and they go looking for the body and they find the body at the end. So I think it's fine from the watch. But I watched that when I was a kid. I love that movie. That was a great one. I mean, there's so many. A Few Good Men. I mean, you can go on and on with the movies that Rob Reiner did. What happened was an unbelievable tragedy. One of the movies he made was a movie about his son, with his son, about his son's struggles with mental illness and addiction and everything else. And his son is accused of killing both Rob Reiner and Michelle Reiner as well. Here's the LAPD chief, Jim McDonnell, breaking down those charges earlier today. Cut 12.
Thank you. Thank you, Captain Bland. As he said, the information at this stage is still limited, but I'll share what we can. First of all, our hearts go out to the family and friends of the Reiners, a tragic incident. Yesterday at 12, December 14th, about 3:40 in the afternoon, LAPD responded to a residence, the residence of Rob and Michelle Reiner, located in West Los Angeles Division. At that location, they found two deceased adults, a male and a female. Through the night, working with the coroner's office, they were able to identify them definitively as Rob and Michelle Reiner. We have our robbery homicide division handling the investigation. They worked throughout the night on this case and were able to take into custody Nick Reiner, a suspect in this case. He was subsequently booked for murder and is being held on $4 million bail. Pretty much that's what I can share at this point. But again, a very, very tragic incident.
And of course, Princess Bride. I mean, who doesn't love that movie? Another movie I grew up with. And Spinal Tap. So his movies were great. His politics were not. I don't think it needs to be said. I mean, people go on social media and they're like, oh, I didn't like his politics, but I loved his movies. You don't have to give that disclaimer. You can just love his movies. You don't have to, you know, actually go on and give that disclaimer. You should be free. We should all be free to like people's movies and their, you know, without having to say, I didn't like his politics, but his movies were great. I mean, he made some great ones. He made a couple of them that weren't too great either, but the ones that he made that were great were amazing, including The American President, which I didn't like the politics of Andrew Shepard. That's the character that Michael Douglas plays in the movie, but that was a friggin' great movie. His speech at the end about getting all the guns is ridiculous and over the top, but it's a hell of a movie. I highly recommend it if you like movies about presidents. And of course, yes, he was in Wolf of Wall Street. That's right. And he also made a movie, but the movie he made about his son was called Being Charlie. And it was all about his struggles with everything that was going on with Nick Reiner and his heroin addiction, his homelessness, and everything else. So, very sad, horrible, horrible story and a terrible ending. No doubt about that. All right, we'll take a quick break. We come back. We'll give you some of the updates from what the police are saying regarding the Brown University shooting. Also, as you know, we're getting close to Christmas, which is a very, very good thing. I love Christmas. Christmas is great. China's economy is deteriorating on several fronts. Maybe because we're buying less crap made in China. I don't know. Maybe that's possible. And Home Alone, the house from Home Alone, being restored to its original glory. That's right. Exactly like it did when Kevin took on the Wet Bandits. And since I just rewatched Home Alone and Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, featuring a cameo by Donald Trump, I'm very familiar with this movie. Of course, I love those movies. How can anyone not love those movies? Let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends over there. It is winter, and we got snow. And from what they're saying, the people that say these things, more snow's coming this winter. They're predicting a snowy winter. I don't know. Maybe it's the Farmer's Almanac or whatever it is. But all I know is this. If your roof has any problems, you need to reach out to Emmons today. All right. Emmons will do a great job for you remodeling that roof, fixing that roof. And if you need a new roof, you'll have the Owens Corning Shingle, the best in the business by far. There's nothing better. Made in the USA. And because Emmons is platinum certified by Owens Corning, that means you're going to have a lifetime warranty on the roof. Not just the materials, but the workmanship as well. That's right. And they take that designation very seriously. Owens doesn't just hand that out. They'll even do spot checks on their contractors to make sure they're living up to that Owens Corning Platinum certification. And Emmons passes every time. Plus, you may want to upgrade your home just like I did with windows, doors, siding. Emmons does it all. This is the time you want to do it now because winter is going to be with us for the next however long winter lasts. What is it? Like 3 months, 4 months these days? I don't even know. However long it is, it's a whole season now. So reach out to Emmons by going to EmmonsRoofing.com. Made in the USA products. The Owens Corning shingles made in Kearney, New Jersey. The CertainTeed siding they use is made right outside of Philly. Doors and windows made right in the United States of America. You can upgrade your home and have protection and peace of mind. And if you have a Jersey Shore house, you should also have Emmons take a look at that for you because winters down there are brutal, as you know, on Jersey Shore homes. So make sure you have Emmons come by. They'll never tell you you need a new roof if you don't, but if you do, you'll get that lifetime warranty on that roof, just like I have on my roof. So it's a great thing. They also do kitchen and bathroom remodeling. They really are your one-stop shop. Trust the company that I've used in two different homes over 12 years. Trust me when I tell you, you'll be pleased with the work. They stand by their work, and they're going to make you happy. So EmmonsRoofing.com. Tell them I sent you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nice one, Justin. Nice song. Well done.
Do you know who the singers are?
I do not.
Would be the Philadelphia Eagles offensive linemen.
Oh, that's right. I forgot they put out that Christmas album.
They've put out four Christmas albums.
Wow. This is really good, actually.
Yeah, I didn't expect Kelsey to have the kind of pipes that he does.
Well, how much of this was edited, do you think? How much was the studio helping him out? You know,
I've heard him sing a cappella. I don't think it was that much. Like, okay. Not as much as you might think, but still, you know, a little bit of sweetening here and there.
Good. I mean, that's fantastic. So, good for him. I think it's great. Now, you like them again, right?
For the first time in a month, they have not disappointed me. So
like the Philadelphia Eagles again after they won yesterday against the team that they beat.
Vegas Raiders.
That's right.
Team in the league.
That's right. That's right.
And with no starting quarterback, might I add. They were the worst team in the league without their quarterback.
That's right. And that's especially why Justin likes him.
First shutout since 2018.
See, I missed him because my daughter had her play yesterday, and we were also sledding with the kids. So I did not get a chance to watch the game. I missed it. And I wasn't bummed about missing the game because, you know, I was like, all right, well, what the heck? I'm gonna miss the game, but I'll be with my, you know, we're probably going to lose and then shut them out. So it was great. See, everybody happy. Everybody wins.
For now. We'll see if they can continue this streak on Saturday.
They play Washington, so they should win. Another team that doesn't have its starting quarterback and also in contention for worst team in the league.
See that? See that? How do we feel about Home Alone? Still the best Christmas movie, Matt?
Yeah, as I always say, I think I prefer Home Alone 2 to 1, but both are incredible. It's like Godfather 1 and 2, but in Christmas movie form. I can't choose between them. They're both just perfect.
I got to be honest with you. I watched both of them this weekend again with my kids, and I think 1 is the superior movie by far.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I love the second one.
It is not hard to pick Home Alone 1 as the better of the two.
I don't think so.
And you can't compare it to the Godfather. Like, stop.
It's the Christmas. Great. It's like the Christmas version of the Godfather.
It's not. Nobody thinks that.
You can't choose between the two, and it's the best.
You are genuinely smoking meth.
No
way. If you try to make that comparison.
No way. It's the Christmas. It's like the Christmas version of The Godfather, basically. That's my argument. It's a perfect. They're perfect Christmas films. Just like The Godfather Part 1 and Part 2 are perfect films.
It's so not.
It is. You just said it was like your favorite Christmas movie or one of them. I don't remember.
No. I said it's your favorite Christmas movie. That's what I said. It's yours.
Well, no. Heading into break, you said that it was. I don't remember the exact.
Well, it's what I think. Home Alone is up there in the Christmas movie Hall of Fame. No doubt about that. But it's not mine.
No,
it's yours.
Oh, it is mine. Yeah. What's yours then? It's going to be something terrible, I'm sure.
No, Christmas Vacation. I mean,
it's good.
But, yeah. Or maybe I'll go Old School Miracle on 34th Street. I don't know. Mm. Just saying.
No.
No?
That's not bad.
Have you watched Miracle on 34th Street?
I've seen it. Not for me.
Oh, it's great.
What is for you at the end of the day?
Okay, if I was ranking my favorite Christmas movies, you got Home Alone 1 and 2. I'll include them as a pair. I love Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You have the worst taste in movies in American history.
Oh, come on. You got the Turbo Man doll? That's a holiday classic. I love A Christmas Story. Elf with Will Ferrell is good.
Millennial coded.
It's a good movie. Do you deny that Elf is a good movie?
It's an all right movie. It's just, it's very, your millennial is showing when you, because millennials eat Elf up.
They do.
It's good.
That's true.
It's a Wonderful Life is another good holiday film.
Yeah, is that a Christmas movie, though, or is that a New Year's Eve movie? I don't know.
That's
hard
a Christmas
to say.
Movie.
Yeah, I guess so. No, that's a great one. That's a great one, for sure. No doubt about that. That's a great one.
I think, you know what? This is another one. This one is going to get me yelled at, but I'll share it anyway. What the heck? Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, you should be off the show. You really should.
That's a great movie.
You should be off the show.
No, that is a great Christmas movie.
Oh, my God.
Anyone listening to me right now, please go watch it. You will laugh. It's funny.
you can watch it, and then they can immediately go into your Twitter DMs and harass you.
Well, don't harass me on social media.
A horrible Christmas movie.
I think that they're more likely going to send me a DM and say, geez, Matt, thanks. This was an excellent selection. I really enjoyed it.
No, I'm just glad you didn't say that stupid Love Actually movie.
No, I've never even seen that.
Okay, then I would have had a lose your man card, because any man who likes that movie needs to lose his man card. Any of them. That movie drives me friggin' nuts, and people watch it and they're like, oh, it's so nice. Love Actually, it's the worst.
I think we can all agree that. This question comes up every year. What's your favorite Christmas movie? The worst selection in the history of this show was via Mr. Henry Machette, who said that his favorite Christmas movie was Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah.
every year that cracks me up.
Yeah, but he didn't mean it, though. Yeah,
no, I think he did.
He says that stupid stuff. He doesn't mean that, though.
You would think that, except he delivered such an argument in favor of Eyes Wide Shut as not only a Christmas movie, but a great Christmas movie off air, that I think he was telling the truth.
He might be right. I got to ask him next time we see him if he still stands by that, because he's matured a lot over the years.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
And, of course, we can't leave out Die Hard.
Yeah, love a bit of Die Hard.
Yeah. I don't know if that's Christmas enough.
Oh, DeSantis, don't get me started. Well, everybody knows it's a Christmas movie.
It's sort of a Christmas movie, but...
No, it's a Christmas movie. I'm not debating this with you. It's a Christmas
I'm not
movie enough.
Because
it's a Christmas movie. It's not up for debate. It's like saying the Constitution is the founding document of this country. It's not up for debate.
It's not Christmas.
It is
enough.
Or it isn't. It is, period.
I could use a little more Christmas.
There's plenty of Christmas in
Die Hard. There's not enough Christmas.
Oh, stop it. Well, the famed Home Alone house is being restored. They look like it did when Kevin took on the Wet Bandits. According to a report from ABC 7 up in New York, it is a red brick colonial in the Chicago suburb of Winnetka, where Kevin McAllister was once forgotten. And they are renovating it now. And I guess now the previous owners of the place... I maybe didn't keep up with it. I don't know, but they're going to recreate the movie so it looks exactly how it looked like in the movie on the inside. How cool is that?
That is pretty cool. I wonder if they're going to end up turning it into a museum or something. Because I know it sold for $5.5 million last year, I think.
How much money is the Home Alone Museum going to bring in every year?
Well, I bet. It generates a decent amount because, you know, the house from
A
Christmas
Graceland.
Story.
I mean, Linda Kearns would go there, but beyond that, it's not, you know.
Well, the house from A Christmas Story, somebody bought that on eBay a few years back for like $150,000. And that was turned into a museum. And there's a ton of people that come and visit. And I know the Home Alone house, part of the reason why it was sold recently was because the homeowners, I guess, were sort of fed up with the fact that people would constantly come to their home and like gawk year round, which makes sense because it's probably one of the most famous homes in film. So I could see them turning that into a museum and generating a little money off of it.
You spend $5 million on a house, you turn it into a museum, you're going to need more than a little money. Well, unless you have a lot of money.
I would venture to guess that someone who's spending $5.5 million on a home that was pristine to begin with and is now just tearing the whole insides apart in order to make it look like their favorite Christmas film, they probably have some expendable income.
Mm-hmm. Well, probably true. Unless they decided to get several mortgages and bank everything on getting it rich on turning the home into a museum.
Well, do you think I shouldn't?
Let's sell the company business. Let's liquidate our assets. We're gonna make billions off this thing, the Home Alone Museum with a gift shop.
I'll be there. Do you think it's a bad idea for me to buy the Just Friends house with the intention of turning it into a museum?
No, I think you should do that for sure. That's a great idea. Definitely. Definitely. You and Linda Kearns can go there together, and you can look at the Just Friends house. You can look at that. It'd be great, right?
So. Oh, wait. Linda said she can't defend me.
It's indefensible. When you've lost Linda Kearns, Matt DeSantis, you know that it's over. It's over, Johnny. That's why your thoughts on Die Hard are irrelevant to this entire audience. Nobody cares what you think.
I just don't think it's Christmas enough.
You know what? You go watch Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds and who else?
I think Amy Smart's in it.
Okay. You go watch that. We'll all watch Die Hard.
I'll make that.
That's
in fact,
I'll tell you
trade.
What. We'll do a screening. We'll do a Zioli Army screening. We'll have two theaters next to each other. One will be showing Die Hard, and the other will be showing Just Friends. And the vote will be decided on how many people go, whether or not which one is the better Christmas movie.
All right.
Who do you think's going to win? Who do you think's going to win?
You're going to win because you're more popular than I am.
I won't even be there. I don't even have to show up for it.
I'm going to lose because people don't like me.
Rightfully so.
You know, that's not true.
Besides, even then, there are four official Christmas songs on the official soundtrack for Die Hard, and there's about 20 or so references specifically to Christmas throughout the movie.
Yes.
There is more Christmas reference in Die Hard than some actual, like, theme of Christmas movies.
It's a dusting of Christmas. It's not Christmas enough.
And you know, Bruce Willis years ago said Die Hard is not a Christmas movie, and I'm happy to say Bruce Willis is wrong. He's wrong. And just because he was in the movie doesn't make him right. He's wrong about that. Well, the problem is that I don't think he would have done it if it was a Christmas movie, and they tricked him, and then he did it, and they were like, congratulations, you just made a Christmas epic. And he was like, I did? What are you talking about? This isn't a Christmas movie. That's how I think that played out. So... it's my opinion on that.
I don't disagree with you. I think it is a Christmas movie. But if I want to be in the Christmas spirit, am I turning on Die Hard? No.
Yes.
No! It has no Christmas spirit.
Oh, it's great.
What are you turning on?
Just Friends with Amy Schumer and Ryan Duffy or whoever the hell he said.
Ryan Reynolds.
You should be sent to The Hague for your take.
Oh, I have another great Christmas movie. The Night Before with Seth Rogen. That movie's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of films, Christmas movies I watch every single year, and that's on my list.
Not surprised.
You know, When Harry Met Sally's a good Christmas movie, too.
What?
No, it is. There's a scene, there's a Christmas thing, and then the very end of the movie is New Year's Eve. So
I don't remember that.
It's a good one to watch around Christmas time. I'm just saying, you know. It's definitely a good one to add to your list if you're looking for that. What about Fat Cats?
The Ozempic.
Not the movie, but Fat Cats getting Ozempic. What do you think of this?
I don't think a cat needs Ozempic. No, I don't like it.
Cats are getting Ozempic because they're so fat. And it's an actual thing. They're actually being prescribed this by veterinarians. Man, Big Pharma always wins, doesn't it? They even got the cats hooked on Ozempic now. I think it's brilliant. I really do.
I don't understand it because the cat isn't feeding itself. Somebody owns the cat, bringing it to the vet, complaining about the cat's weight. Just stop giving it so much food. It doesn't need Ozempic.
Nah, give the cat a shot. Let him be on his way. The cat, open up another can of kibbles and bits and whatever they eat. Nine lives, eight lives, whatever it is. And let Garfield over. Do you think Garfield wants to stop eating lasagna? The question, that really is the question, though. Would his owner, what was his name? John, right? John, would John have put Garfield on Ozempic? I mean, if any cat needs it, it's Garfield. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, he was a little tubby. I don't think.
The cat would eat three, four, five lasagnas in a sitting.
Oh, who could blame him? Lasagna's delicious.
He would not touch kale lasagna, though. That's the thing. Garfield would not touch kale lasagna, for the record. So,
as I've said before, it's not my preferred lasagna, but it's a good take on lasagna.
No, it's not.
Well, you know what? So,
kale lasagna is as much lasagna as Die Hard is a Christmas film.
You need to stop talking. That's really what you need to do. And luckily for all of us, we have to take a break. So that's what we can do, is shut you up. Thank God. All right. When you've lost Linda Kearns, you've lost it all. Listen, that's the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you at Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike will give you the beautiful smile that you deserve. VeneriaDental.com. Coming right back.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.